This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Oh my goodness, I could not believe this story that hit the headlines this week. It was a Queensland story from the Gold Coast. A lady by the name of Carmen had put her dog with some family friends while she travelled overseas for a period of time. And when she got back, they didn't want to give the dog back to her. He's a corgi by the name of Haku. They've finally been reunited and she joins us right now. How are you, Carmen?
I'm really, really good. Thank you, Gabby, for having me. I actually finally had a good sleep after, a very tiring journey to get here. But I actually had a very good sleep last night, finally.
I bet.
And I'm really, really grateful, honestly.
Talk us through the moment you got Haku back in your arms.
Yeah. So yesterday I got a phone call from police station in Surfers, right? And I was at work and I think I was a mess. So, I got their phone call. I was, crying. I was a mess, literally rushing straight from work to pick her up yesterday. I didn't even care how my hair looked. I didn't look in the mirror. And, I didn't even care. I just, go straight there. And Kira Nicole, which is the one that was helping me, she dropping me off. And she was there with me. And she asked me if I bring any tissue and mind me. I didn't even remember it.
Wow.
So, but, at the time, I couldn't really put into words how I really felt. I was nervous still. I wasn't sure if it Haku. I was just, when I saw her, I was over the moon and I was crying a lot. Just because it was unreal. The feeling of, I'm not sure if this is real. Is it, just a dream? I've been dreaming for this moment for so long.
Yeah, Carmen. And, Haku is so beautiful. She's a little corgi, a gorgeous, gorgeous dog. So the story kind of shocks me. You go away on a holiday, some family friends, some elderly family friends look after your dog.
Yes.
So how did it come about? Like, obviously, you've come back and have you gone to physically collect the dog yourself and they were just a bit like, no, no, we're keeping the dog? Like, how did that go down?
So it's kind of a weird story, to be honest with you. So the trip's supposed to be 24 days. We actually rushed back earlier. But then we had to do the 14 days, required isolation, quarantine. So we was happy for them to keep it for us for another, 14 day, which is total still be a month anyway. And we thankful for that. And when we out of isolation, it is locked out. So realistically with, because they're older, it's a good thing for them to have Haku with them to take a walk around the park, go for a short ride and on that. And it's very hard on us to asking for Haku back at the time when my family friends actually need her the most. So we didn't do anything. We actually asking them very nicely and trying to keep it very civil on how they want to return the dog. But funny enough that we would never think or even imagine that her husband actually would take off with Haku.
Oh,
and took all of her belongings soon after his email request to adopt Haku. And also when we replied no, he messaged us and say, hey, if you guys taking her back, please make it end of next week. That is exact word. So we feel bad and we also give him a week, which I felt fair enough because he asked for end of next week. And I said, well, how about next Thursday? Is that enough time for you to, say, and we offered him to just come and, take Haku out for the weekend if he wanted to, because we want to keep it civil. They are at the time still our friends, regardless of whether they refuse us to. But
you ended up having to go to the police and a pet detective, hey?
Yes, I did. So, after that, because for months after we couldn't get her back civilly, I told him that, well, I'll report to the police. And he didn't get back to me, so I did. And the pet detective was clearly cold. He actually helped, actively helping me, and I'm so grateful.
Was it Ace Ventura?
The only pet detective I've heard of.
That's the only one I have heard of too.
We are
so
glad.
Great story you've got him back.
Well, a great end anyway. Yeah. A great ending.
I know.
Carmen.
And is it great because it's been 6 months and a week. It was 6 months and a week that I haven't seen her. It was her birthday on the 7th of September and it just meant to be.
Yeah,
and, just one word, I, no matter how traumatized the journey was for me, Haku returned to me safely, and that was all I ever wanted.
Oh, oh, man. 6 months so without grateful. My dog, I would have been devil.
Totally. Oh. I could do a couple of days without the kids. I don't have
but
a dog.
But not 6 months.
6 months, a little too much of a stretch. Carmen, you're a sweetheart. So glad that Haku's back there in your loving arms. Thank you for telling us the story this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. The Hit Breakfast Show.